This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Finley 106.7, The Fan. Time to talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. I think he's in New York, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Nate Diggity Dog, what's up, man? How you were in the Bahamas, right?
I wouldn't mind this music being the permanent music, if we're being completely honest. That was fire.
That was good. That was Luda, right, Landy? I think that was Luda's Christmas song. How was the Bahamas?
Bahamas was beautiful. Poker didn't go well, as tradition, but
you need to stop playing,
great.
Nate.
No.
I mean, every time you play, it don't go well for you. Have you not gotten the hint yet? You're not that good.
Well, yes, I have. But what do they say? You get knocked down 9 times, you get up 10 times. Whatever that phrase is. Look, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. It's been trending, doesn't go well for the last couple years, but it'll turn around.
It'll turn around.
It'll turn around. You're going to be broke.
I mean, but dude, what was that? 3-4 years ago, you were in first place in the big WSOP after like day two or something, right? Weren't you like the chip count leader at one point?
Yeah. A few years ago, I was the chip leader of the main event on day three. 2 years ago, I cashed the main event, finished 7-17th. You know, I've done okay. It's just it hasn't gone well recently, but when it does go well, B. Mitch, I hope. What do they say? I hope the apology is as loud as the criticism. So I'll be waiting.
Well, if you lose 100 times and go well 1 time, I'm not going to congratulate you because you're going to be down still.
Well, okay, fair point.
Just saying.
All it takes is one big score.
All right, man. Dude. Good luck,
Nate. Is the
I mean,
new,
if we want to compare
new
to football, Floyd
Mayweather.
You can be a bad GM. You hit on one pick, and you have a job for the next 15 years. So all I need is to hit on my one pick.
All right.
What are you doing for the holidays, Nate Dogg?
I'll be down there soon. I'll be down there in a couple of days going, you know, to the usual spots. I'll be at the Wizards game on the 26th. You know, I have to go see my Wiz when I'm in town.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
I don't believe that at all.
The haters are out on Christmas. I don't know what's happening. I thought we were going to have a holly jolly fun little call talking about Sam Hartman, and now
what is it you want to talk about with Sam Hartman?
Well, he's not – but I'm glad you asked. People who think that he is on the practice squad because they're developing him into an NFL quarterback, their brain is on Mars. He is not on this team to be an NFL quarterback. He's on this team for the vibes. He's on this team because he's Jaden's best friend. He could be, you know, a model for Abercrombie for all I care, but he's nice to Jaden and they get along, so they keep him on the practice squad. So anybody who thinks that he should be playing on Thursday is delusional. He's as far from being an NFL quarterback as I am, and I love the guy. I think he's a great guy. He seems extremely nice, extremely just like cool to be around, but he's not here to be developed. He's here just to hang out.
I think part of what you're saying is probably right, and I agree with you. To me, the people that are making this big stink about Hartman are kind of somewhere between naive and just like straight up
don't pay attention.
Engagement farming. Like just trying to generate clicks, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you watched the preseason, there's a reason they kept Josh Johnson, who's 39 and been on the more teams in the NFL than anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to just approach this.
Is that like honestly the new, is that the new media today where let's just make up stuff instead of like just being honest about it? If people are honest about it, they understand what's going on. But like I'm listening to people, and it annoys the hell out of me when I constantly hear people, oh, well, why are you not doing this? Well, you know the answer to it. Don't make it into a story.
And
it's not a story.
The thing is, no matter who is the practice squad quarterback, if you are resorting to starting your practice squad quarterback, you've already lost the season anyway. Like, not much good is going to happen regardless of who is, you know, on your practice squad. So you keep the guy who's a good locker room presence, who's a good glue guy, who gets along great with our potential franchise quarterback, and that's who you keep on the practice squad. There's no reason to act like he's anything other than exactly that.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work, Barstool Sports.
And I got to say this, JP, real quick, I got to say this. This is what sucks about being 4-11 and the season being over. We're talking about practice squad quarterbacks and Jeff Driskel and Josh Johnson. Like, this isn't what we were supposed to be talking about on December 23rd. We were supposed to be making plans to fly to the Super Bowl. It just sucks that this whole season is such a waste that this is what it boils down to, is Josh Johnson, Jeff Driskel, or Sam Hartman, who should start? The answer is I should start. Like, that would be better for everybody if I was just getting sacked 15 times my head was rolling off the field, because that would at least be way more interesting than talking about Jeff Driskel or Sam Hartman.
Got a point there.
Dude, totally agree with you. So let me ask, are we at the point of the season? I'm going back to this because I do not believe you.
What's that?
If you're coming to town for the holidays, you're really going to go see The Wiz Friday night instead of going to the Commanders game on Thursday.
That's correct, yeah.
Are you actually going to see The Wiz Friday night?
No.
I love the Wizards, and when I'm in town, I try to see them every time I can, and I will be at the Wizards game at Capital One Arena on Friday. I don't know what's so hard to believe.
Go live and send us
a photo,
talk to you.
Send me a photo from there.
I will go live with my feet on the wood. That's a promise.
All right. So you got courtside. So you're going
with someone that hooked them up.
Who's getting you courtside for Wiz Raptors?
You guys are just hitting on me right now.
He's going with Chris Russell.
Hey, I don't want to see either of you at the Wizards parade in 2028. When this whole thing pays off and the Wizards are at the top of the league and we're celebrating.
I'm a Wiz fan. I pay attention to the Wizards. When's the last time you went to a Wizards game? You always go to Caps games.
2 years ago.
Why aren't you coming down tonight for Rangers Caps?
Brother, I got stuff in New York.
He told you he loved the Wizards.
Yeah, and that too. I've been to plenty of Caps games this season. I've yet to see my beloved Wizards yet, so I'm cashing in on Friday for my Wiz.
I hope you have a blast. Maybe I'll join you.
You're not invited. No, you're a hater.
You don't think I can get a ticket to the Wiz game?
Not as good as mine.
Probably.
Show him, JP. JP could play if he wanted. He had the best 3-point average when he was in high school.
That's true. Facts.
Speaking of your...
Yeah.
He shot one and he made it.
Nice.
And he never shot another
There's
one.
There's nobody that was better than me. That's all I'm saying. We're not talking minimum number of attempts. I'm just saying. Statistically, nobody was better than me, than my 3-point shooting percentage.
But they
Are you telling us you went 1-for-1? Is that what it was?
1-for-1, but you have to have 20 to be eligible, so he wasn't eligible.
Wait, JP, were you like the manager that they put in on senior night and everybody?
This was JV. Cheered? I could play JV. I did not make varsity.
That's all right.
I have the highest JV 3-point. You didn't even play hoops. You can't give me grief about only playing JV. There's no chance you played basketball.
Sounds like you took one more shot than I did.
No, I took plenty of shots, just won three. What? How you feeling about the Caps? Another little skid here.
Yeah, this team's
lost
really
two in a row.
Down.
I think they've lost four of their last five.
Yeah, it's five out of six, I believe. It's tough sledding. Ovi's had a very bad December after a really good November, and 6 points in 10 games for Ovi. The team is kind of going as he's going, which isn't really what you want when, he's 40 years old. But I think that just speaks to how good and dialed in he is or can be. Ryan Leonard was really, really carrying this team, and then he was knocked out on, December 5th. And now it looks like he might play tonight, if not tonight, in the next couple of games. So it would be good to have him back. He was such a spark plug. He was really, really coming on strong. But, yeah, the Caps need some secondary scoring. They can't we've been saying this, can't really rely on Ovi for everything. And we saw it last year with Protas and McMichael really, really coming up. And this year, Chychrun is, he's scoring at an absurd pace for a defenseman. I still think this Caps team is great. I still think Logan Thompson's the best goalie in the league. Sometimes, you go on skids. We're still 19-12, second in the Metro. You'd prefer not to lose back-to-back to Detroit. Maybe it turns around tonight at home against the Rangers. The Rangers are god awful once again. It makes me very happy to see. So yeah, and Tom Wilson owns the New York Rangers. So I really like the Caps tonight. I like the over. I like the Caps in every single way.
What happened? The Rangers were good. I mean, wasn't it only 2 years ago where they were like the one seed and boat race the Caps in the first round of the playoffs?
Of professional sports, Jay.
Especially hockey.
Yeah.
But did the Rangers lose some players or what?
No, they're just pathetic. The Rangers are just always going to be the Rangers. They're just frauds. The worst franchise in professional sports history. It's just who they are.
Okay. That was pretty thorough. Circling back to the Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah.
It was Mitch Tischler actually earlier asked Cliff about the quarterback situation. He said it wouldn't be fair to Sam to throw him out there on a short week. I think there's some validity to that. I also think, to your earlier point, like, they just don't think Sam is probably ready to play NFL totally. Games yet. But what's more interesting maybe with Cliff, and as we go down the stretch here, this time last year he was one of the hottest possible coaching candidates. He wanted to stick around. He was still getting paid by the Cardinals head coaching money. What do you think happens with Cliff this offseason?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let me answer the first part. I find it annoying. That's the word I'm gonna use. That our it went Jaden, Mariota, Johnson. We should not have a guy who's 39 years old taking a snap. You gotta look around the league and just find someone who you think you can develop into at least a backup role at quarterback, like a Quinn Ewers down in Miami. Now they're giving him snaps. And then you look at a guy like a Mason Rudolph, who, he's just been a backup forever, and he's, they can depend on him. I don't want to have to depend on a 39-year-old to lead the team, and it's nothing
but
against
to your earlier
people.
Point, dude, if you get to him,
you're not doing much anyway.
Yeah, it's just
like,
that's what
Mariota's
just
been a good backup.
We saw a 44-year-old perform very, very respectfully last night.
That's crazy, by the way, how good he looked last night. That was wild. He's just one of a kind, huh? But as far as Cliff goes, he'll definitely get interviews. We know that. If he does not get a head coaching job, I'm happy to have him back once again, with a healthy Jaden and, hopefully, knock on wood, a healthy Terry and, a free agent class coming in, a new draft class coming in. I'm happy to have the consistency. Am I the biggest Cliff guy right now? Not at the moment. I'm not. I think he's been very inconsistent in his play calling. But, it's a tough job, I understand. It's been a really tough job, especially this season with all the injuries and just the rotation at quarterback. So, yeah, I'm willing to give Cliff another year for sure if he gets passed over for a head coaching job. And, I don't really know how else to look at it that way. I'm not trying to give him, like, the biggest bag in the world, and match all sorts of offers to keep him if it ever boiled down to that. But I think he's good enough at the job that he's worth another year.
If Cliff's back, I think that's okay. I thought after the Minnesota game where he said I didn't have a good game, there's a lot I want back, was accurate. I don't put a lot of there's real questions, right? Like, the I understand and support running back by committee. I don't understand how they determine who that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, and at what times. And but in general, if Cliff's back, I'm cool with it. I wonder what job would be available, like he would want. I think Tampa's one I'm pretty interested in, what ends up happening down there. I do think they're going to bring in a new D coordinator because I don't think Quinn wants to be calling the defenses snap after snap. I don't know how that works. The other interesting part is NFL assistant coaching contracts, a lot of them are only 2 years. Some of them are three. But like, I think we could see some coaching staff turnover this offseason anyway. And I think for Quinn and Peters, like, they got to kind of look at everything this offseason. Because to go from last year to this year, you got to reexamine what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, Dan Quinn needs to find his brain from last season and bring it into next season and delete his brain from this season. I think he has done such a bad head coaching job this season. And I thought I liked Dan Quinn. He is just, I don't know what words I can say on the radio. He has played without his, you know what, all season long. Everything that worked last year, he has not done this year. He's quit on the team and the game several times in very head-scratching situations. I don't like his answers in the press conferences about his rationale for quitting and punting and kicking field goals when he should be going for touchdowns. I just think he's just not been the coach that we saw last year whatsoever. And I get why players like him. He's a very likable players coach, but it's kind of falling flat with me right now. The rah-rah cheerleader, you know, all the gimmicks and all the catchphrases, they only work when you're good. And right now we're terrible, and he's still trying to talk to us like we're children. Like, we'll get him next. When he said, when he was mad about the Eagles going for two after he punted from midfield down 11, it's just like, you already quit on the team. What do you care what the Eagles do? You already quit, dude. You punted twice from midfield. I don't care if the Eagles score 100 now. You've already given up on the game. And then he talks in the press conference, we'll see them again in 2 weeks. Well, you just saw them 10 minutes ago and you didn't do anything. So he's kind of just losing me with all this nonsense. But I still like him based on last season. I just need his coaching style from last season to carry into next season, and we just forget everything about this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I don't know if he quit. No, Nate. I think that's a little harsh.
The first punt I took issue with, I actually asked him about that this week, about the punts in the second half. And the first punt I took issue with, the second one, and I think he was pretty honest. He's like, yeah, you know, that probably would have gone different if Marcus was still in the game. I think when you get to the third stringer and he's inserted in the middle of the game, your offensive options are pretty limited. But the first one, I think, was a legitimate one. Nate Dogg, enjoy the Wizards game, man. Happy holidays, brother. We got to run.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you guys. I'll see you at the Wiz game on Friday. I can't wait.
All right, bud. Go Wizards. See you, man.
Go Wiz. See you guys.
All right. When we come back, we got to talk Powerball. That's a lot of cash, B. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
That's right. The Rood systems are the best in the business. They're whisper quiet. They're dependable. Whatever it is you're looking for, get a Rood system because your house will have the perfect balance of comfort and performance, efficient operations, even in extreme conditions. Plus, you could save a bunch of cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't.
Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Familiar, but
we'll go one more. Where's Miss Piggy? Bang.
There she go.
There's Miss Piggy.
That's your favorite. You got a crush on Miss Piggy?
No.
You know you like pigs.
I do like pigs. I like Major Tutty. I'm pro pig. But I don't have a crush on Miss Piggy. I don't.
You look like a guy that would like Miss Piggy.
That'd be kind of weird.
Which one of the guys in the studio you think like Miss Piggy when they were growing up?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, you got a thing for Miss Piggy?
No, I was look man. Growing up, I was advanced for my age. I had a crush on Ashanti, and Mary J. Blige and all of them.
Mary J. moved the needle, man.
No cartoons turn me on, brother. Or no puppets.
You never watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Then Jessica Rabbit was a 10.
I did watch that, but it was a cartoon. I'm into real women, man. I never know cartoons.
I'm trying to think my first crush. I thought Lena Horne. Lena Horne.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I thought Aunt Becky was hot on Full House.
Yeah, Aunt Becky was hot.
She might be in jail now.
Hey, when I was a kid watching Friday, Miss Parker, Miss Parker.
Oh, yeah. Is he the one that had our daughter going to school?
Yeah. Lanville, who was your first crush?
Miss Piggy.
Oh, boy.
Christmas week with a 4-11 team, baby.
I tell you. You didn't ask White Brian.
White Brian, who was your first crush?
Honestly, probably Aunt Becky, too.
Whoa. Stealing my girl. Mr.
Alike.
Steal your girl. All right.
Ooh, boy.
Tomorrow night, Powerball, $1.7 billion.
Yep. And I told you, I got 45 numbers last night, and I didn't have a Powerball on none of them.
So you spent $90 on Powerballs last night.
Yeah.
You know what's stupid? When you buy a bunch and you just get one ticket with all the numbers? I'd rather get 90 tickets.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
I like to scroll through them.
I'm going
to
do it like that from now on.
$1.7 billion did not hit Monday night. The next one, tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Now, a player who wins the $1.7 billion can choose a lump sum payment or an annuity option.
Give me the lump sum.
So the annuity is one immediate payment received, followed by 29 annual payments that increase 5% each year.
And if something happened to you, what happened to the payments?
I have no idea. I can't imagine anybody is taking the annuity. What? Why on earth would you? Just take the money and invest it. You'll outpace the annuity.
Somebody will do it, Jay.
Would anybody? I'm lump sum. I assume you're lump sum,
correct? Oh, I'm lump sum.
Or Boys in the Aquarium?
I think lump sum was 700 something million. I think with the 1.6 like it was last night, this would probably be about close to 8. I'll take the 8 and keep moving.
Bye. Yeah. Is anybody taking the annuity? Jeff, you tend to be nuts. Do you have some logic for the annuity that I'm unaware of?
No, because I could die tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. That's just banana land. Unfortunately, I don't think any of us are going to win it. Of the top,
stop being a hater, man.
Of course, being pessimistic like that.
Of the top 10 Powerball jackpots, do you know how many of them a winner has been on the East Coast?
Probably none.
The 10th highest was $758 million.
I take that, too.
On August 23rd, 2017, and that was in Massachusetts.
You think I wouldn't have taken that?
I think you would. But for whatever reason, these are all, most of these wins are in California.
I think it's a setup, whole thing.
They got a lot of people there.
Yeah, the highest jackpot ever, over $2 billion, was 22-1 in California. Second highest, $1.8 billion. Two winners, Missouri and Texas. Third, $1.7 billion, October 11th, 2023, California. The fifth highest, $1.58 billion, January 13th, 2016, California, Florida, Tennessee. Like, the seventh highest, California, Michigan, Wisconsin. There's nothing in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia.
And it probably won't be.
Do you think we have fewer people buying Powerball tickets in our area?
No, people buying them over here, too. All right, just make a phone call out to California, have somebody go buy it for you. You think they'll call you and tell you if your ticket hits?
No.
Nah. You'll never hear from them again. Next time you see them, they'll be flying around on a jet.
If you win $1.7 billion, what is your tax bill? What is like 55% of $1.7 billion? Like... $900 million?
$1.7 million. It's gonna be close to now. First you gotta do, you take a little time to get your thing, and you go put some things into place to make it where it's gonna be a little less. It's gonna hit you a little differently. Before you accept your winning, go buy a house in Florida, Texas. Don't say tax. Now find a way before you get it done, bro.
I mean, I don't think you can outrun 1.7. You can try to – I think you would immediately to establish Florida residency.
I'm not saying you're going to outrun it, but you're going to pay. You're going to pay some taxes, but you
– What's the first thing you're doing you win it?
First thing I'm doing, I'm going to make sure I get everybody I know that's real, real close, pull them away from some stuff, and get away from most people.
Who makes that cut? Your three daughters, your one son, the spouses, the grandkids.
Yeah, we're gonna be moving our own spot.
Gil?
Yeah, my man Gil gonna be taken care of. That's my dog.
What about me?
We ain't doing no more shows. I promise you that. That show gone, brother.
If I won that joint, that might be Palm Beach money. I might have to buy a dope spot in Palm Beach.
If I get something like that, Palm Beach.
The people in Palm Beach have way more money than that.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with Palm Beach.
The people in Palm Beach aren't even playing Powerball.
I'm going to go find me somewhere else where I'm going to be playing golf every day. I guarantee you that.
They got good golf down there, dog.
Yeah, but it's Palm Beach in Florida?
Yeah.
Too many old people down there, dog.
When's the last time you were down there?
It's a lot of old people down there, JP.
Nah, Palm Beach during COVID became like the new New York.
Still got a lot of
Palm Beach bumps. So where would you want to go?
I'm probably going to find me a place out of this damn country.
Where?
Portugal.
Portugal?
Hell yeah. Beautiful people and beautiful.
Have you ever been to Portugal?
There. No, I've been reading up. Been looking for a spot.
All right, B's going to Portugal. I'm going to Palm Beach. Landfill, you win Powerball. Where are you going?
I'm going to my couch and
You win the Powerball, you're not going to stay on that damn couch.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on that couch, and at 10 o'clock every morning,
new coach.
I'm going to text B-Mitch a picture of the mimosa I'm sipping.
Jeff, where on earth is Jeff going?
Here we go. Right, watch this one. He going hunting.
Well, I probably buy a nice little house out in the country somewhere, a farm or something, but I wouldn't let everyone know I hit the Powerball. There will be signs, though. I might come back with, like, dreadlocks or something.
Do you have to say that you won the Powerball? I think it's something that you have to say.
Maybe some another might thing be like you a don't state have to. Thing. Yeah.
Because if I don't have to tell anybody, I ain't saying nothing to nobody.
What does White Brian do with immeasurable instant wealth?
I'm going to be a quarterback for the Giants.
I'm moving to Southern Switzerland.
Why Southern?
It's basically Italy, but you still get all the laws of Switzerland.
Okay. Oh,
look at you, Brian.
Yeah, when I did Lake Como, it's basically like right on the border of Switzerland. It is beautiful. It is, I mean, that is a hell of a part of the world. I guess maybe I need to leave the country too. Why are we all, you guys are leaving the country for tax reasons?
Just to leave.
I might vacation, but I think I'm still going to live in the U.S.
I'm with you, JP.
I still want cable and like grocery stores.
You can use internet.
They got cable and grocery stores in other places.
Yeah, but not as good. Like
JP, you got $1.7 billion now. You don't need to worry about finding that stuff now.
Yeah, but I like going to the store. Publix is
JP.
Palm Beach.
You
went
$1.7 billion. You ain't going to the store no damn more.
I like going to the grocery store too.
Stop.
J Dogs.
I'm gonna just tell y'all sitting up here talking about what. Y'all will not stay the same people. There's no damn way.
I agree. I'm going to buy a $30 million house on the beach in Palm Beach. I'm going to be chilling.
And you ain't going to be going to no damn grocery store.
The last thing I said that you disagreed with me, if I won Powerball, the first order of business, and honestly, that Powerball might be enough to get my own, but I will never fly commercial again. When you taste a little bit of that PJ life, it's all you yearn for.
Right. Yeah, I would definitely pay my tickets first.
Jeff, you can just move and don't have to worry about them damn tickets.
What is the ticket total now, Jeff? Where are we at? Is it three figures or four figures?
Oh, it's definitely four figures.
Oh my God.
It's four
you still
figures.
Have tickets, dog?
Bro.
You haven't paid for those tickets yet?
Bro, look, word of advice. If you get a ticket, just pay for it there. If you got just pay for it then and there.
Oh, stop. Didn't I tell him that before? I told him that before. He claimed
both
all the stuff he was
going
to do.
Yeah, but I'm just reiterating it so people that's not in my position can know. Look, pay for them tickets on time.
All right, words of advice from Jeff Walker. Pay your tickets.
Pay
nobody
your tickets,
go anywhere.
Dog.
Be Mitchell Finley.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This is the season to be boosting on FanDuel, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings you a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And it all leads to Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian. To get in on the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. Have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This song sucks.
This is a request for J.P. Finley.
Oh, God, I hate this song.
That's a song you hate?
It's just so bad. And it doesn't get out of your head. In the commercial break there, what people didn't hear was Landfill.
Christmas time.
Landfill asked me and B if we were
one
ready to go.
One of Christmas time.
And then I heard Jeff yell in the background, ready to go home. Landfill, what time did Jeff get in this morning?
I mean, he was here on time.
Like, when was the last time Jeff was at work?
In the past, like, 7-8 months, I've been here before all of you.
That's true, but you weren't here yesterday. And I don't think you were there Friday.
I was here.
When? Yesterday?
I was here Friday. I wasn't here yesterday. Bro, I had to go
What happened yesterday?
I had to go get evaluated for a concussion because a lady ran into the back of me. My car was fine because she hit my hitch, but I literally slammed, like, my face slammed so hard into that steering wheel, bro. I had to sit there for a second just like, yo, am I good? And my mother freaked out. And I was like, I'll go in the morning. I'm all right.
How'd the concussion test go? Where'd you go? What did they ask you?
I just went to my doctor. They asked me if I remembered what happened. They did a CAT scan. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. But I did get good news yesterday. Well, earlier today.
What's that?
No Lyme disease for your boy.
All right.
It took that long to get your Lyme disease results?
It's a week.
Jeff has a lot of things going on, though.
Nah, bro.
Of us.
I always get this unlucky spurt every year, and it was just this. The year before, it was the tire stabbings. But
when
I'm
we
good.
First started working with you, we realized you have a lot of damn unlucky spurts.
But it's okay.
Yeah, dog.
I'm 6 feet above.
Crazy stuff. Jeff, in the last week, I believe, 2 weeks, has now been tested for a concussion and Lyme's disease. If we're to believe all this stuff. nobody go. You know, I actually have to go to the dentist next week. I haven't. I guess my dental insurance, I get two cleanings a year, but it has to be in the calendar year. So if I don't go before the end of this year, I lose the opportunity to go, I suppose. Outside of this upcoming dental visit, I'm not sure that I've been to the doctor. I went and got a physical. I usually go get a physical
you
on my birthday.
You shouldn't say what you're about to say, dog.
Yeah.
Say what?
You haven't been to the doctor in how long?
I went for a physical at my birthday.
Okay.
And he said everything's cool. So unless something happens, I probably won't go back till next year at my birthday.
All right. Okay.
Well, hell, next year I turn 45. Is that when the little how's your father check on the prostate?
That one?
I think. Isn't that at 45 years old?
Most people, they tell you start at 45. Some people, you do it before.
Is that when you had to drink the stuff the night before and all that?
That's the one for your colonoscopy and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think next year is the first year I have to get that done.
Yeah, that's the one. That's for colon stuff.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily looking forward to that.
That's totally different than the prostate exam.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think I have to do, isn't that at 45?
Colon thing? Yeah. I think around 45, 50.
Jeff, have you
I did got... mine. I did one when I was in New York because it was just saying you may as well want to get it done. So I did 35, I did 45, 55.
When was the last time you went to the doc?
I was at a doc at the what's called Heart Place and a dentist in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. What's remarkable is Brian and I are fairly busy people. And we are able to schedule our doctors and dental appointments outside of 10 to 2.
Yeah, 3:30. Yeah.
And Jeff can only get appointments during the radio program. Is that remarkable, Jeff?
I mean, if I hit my head, I'm not going to wait till the end of the next day to go get my head checked. And I always
You didn't go that night, though.
No, because I went to the hospital, but it was too packed, so I left. And I said, I'll go in the morning. Why are you questioning me about what I do for my health?
Health is wealth, Jeff. Let's make some bets.
Oh, boy. Holla.
I took the Niners.
No, you didn't. You changed that at the end of the thing.
I thought I parlayed it.
No,
did American
no,
not
you
cover?
You say you were going to do it, then you took American and something else. Cause you could, and I remember when you were saying it, and you completely left it. At the end.
Did AU not cover? They lost 95 to 51. What was the line? Hopefully 45.
It wasn't that.
26.
How did B do? B was plus 59 last night. Did either of his get home?
Coppin State miraculously covered.
Shout out to Coppin State. All right, what do we like tonight?
Wiz plus 7.
Wiz plus 7. I kind of like that Caps over tonight. But I actually like something tonight. UNLV in the UNLV Bowl. I don't know what bowl it is, but they're playing Ohio. I'm taking the Rebels. Lampel also texted me, it's important to remember that Jeff Walker once left early to return a rental car. So just wanted to point that out. What do you like, B? We're running out of time.
I don't know, man. I haven't even looked at nothing today, so what's your pick?
UNLV.
I'm going against JP.
You taking Ohio?
Whatever, I'm going against you.
Thanks for listening. Grant and Danny next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.